A trail town would be a community that is near or on a trail system, and that trail system could be hiking, it could be a river where people do canoeing and kayaking, it could be horseback riding or bicycling. The main thing is that they have relatively close access to a significant trail system.
And what makes a trail town a trail town? What amenities will these towns need to have in order to be officially designated as a trail town?
A trail town, to be called that, would have services for travelers. It could be things like food, arts, lodging, camping. It might be a repair shop for bicycle folks. It might be a canoe livery or a place that rents bicycles. It could be a variety of these things or a combination of these things. The main thing and the main point we're trying to make is that these services are provided and town will help call attention or help direct folks to them. And in turn, that will help draw tourists and travelers to these communities.
And I understand that about 30 communities have already started applying to become trail towns. Where are these communities?
Primarily, they are in central and eastern Kentucky. That's because the Daniel Boone National Forest and the Chiltoy Trace, which is the longest trail in the state, and the forest, of course, covers Kentucky from the Tennessee line all the way north and to the Moorhead area. But we do have others. We have some, for example, in western Kentucky, in the far western end of the state, and Dawson Springs near Pinerow Forest.
Now, once a community has gone through all the paperwork, gets approval to become a trail town, does the community then get money from the state in order to establish amenities that will be needed for the influx of tourists?
Well, they will get assistance, but it will not be in the form of money. It will be technical assistance. It might be in the form of signs on the road, directing people to a town. It may be a designation on a state map or travel guide. But it is not a grant program. It is not intended to have money involved. It's more technical assistance and marketing assistance and promotional type things.
And the communities can decide for themselves what amenities they need, right?
Yes. This is up to the local community, and it's very much driven by local officials and local businesses.
Gil Lawson is the spokesman for the Kentucky Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Cabinet. He says officials hope to have the first announcement about small communities that have become trail towns in the next few months. With a postcard from the Trail Towns of the Near Future, I'm Steve Hirschberg.